Time.
9:09.
I'll declare this executive session ended at 9:09. Thank you all for your patience. Sorry the executive session took so long. Just had to take care of business. So it sounds like you had a good time while we were gone, so that's important. Okay, public communication. Did we have anyone listed for public communication? Oh, did you cut that out?
No, he's ready.
No, I got somebody back here.
If they communicate, you don't want to hear.
Okay. We need you to come up and state your name and your name and address, and you're allotted 3 minutes, and go right ahead.
Okay, David Savage, address is 15525 State Route 38, South Solon. I've got 5 kids in the district, and I have a real problem with this drug policy. I don't know where this even came from, but we are kind of, my wife and I are kind of taken back by the, we didn't realize there was any talk of it. Saw a card come in the mail, had something else going that night. Didn't realize that you guys were going to enact this thing. It sounds like, I keep hearing it's a slam dunk deal, but I don't think there's been enough public comment on this. 47 people don't represent a district. And question I got for you, first of all, is it a slam dunk deal? Is this going to be enacted?
Well, we are on the first reading tonight.
What is it? I don't know that public speak.
We have to list it 3 times?
Twice.
So.
And what we do, Mr. Savage, each time the board listens to comments or they listen to maybe some changes that needs to be reconsidered, the next time it might look a little different.
Okay. So it sounds to me like there's a policy in place that might get changed a little bit. So can you change it for conscientious objectors like me? Because I'm not going to let the kids do this. So that takes them out of whatever events you guys got to kick them out of, you're going to kick them out of. And this is stepping on our parental freedoms. Yesterday, or Sunday in the Dispatch, Olentangy schools had done this for 14 years. 14 years, and they quit this program. Cost too much, it's not effective. My wife wanted to say the American Society of Pediatrics is not for this. So a question I got, is this also going to be given to administrators, staff, board members? Are you guys going to subject yourself to the same test, 20% spot
test? I'll subject myself, yeah.
Okay, you guys all willing to do that?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, if you're going to do that with teachers, staff...
We didn't say we were going to do that with teachers and staff. We just said we would subject ourselves to it.
Okay. Well, I still... you got to bring the whole gamut in. Mm-hmm. And I bet you the teachers' union is not going to allow it. And this isn't allowed. You're not allowed to do this to kids who are here for a grade. That ought to tell you something. But I believe you're... all your extracurricular activities will take a hit because of this testing program. And I don't believe a lot of you guys would have wanted to have to do this when you were kids either. Not that you're all doing bad things, but it just ain't the America we were raised in. And that really torques me to think you guys are going to do this.
Thank you. Any other public communication? Okay. Moving on for the first motion.
Madam President, I move that the minutes of the meeting of meetings of March 21st, 2011 and April 11th, 2011 be approved as written.
I'll second.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swalger?
Yes, Dave.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, financial report, Mr. Detweiler.
Thank you. I don't have it listed underneath the treasurer's report, but I did want to bring the board up to speed on the early retirement incentive plan. We had a special meeting last week to go over the
options that Superintendent and I have put together. We will be making that proposal to the board at the May meeting. We feel we're pretty close to having that finalized and something that the board will approve. If people have questions, concerns, issues, they want to talk to us prior to that, give their input, we welcome that. Developing that proposal, and we'll consider that and bring that to the board at the May meeting. My first action item has to do with the financial statements. I've asked that be approved.
Madam President, I make a motion upon recommendation of the Treasurer the March 2011 financial statements be accepted as presented.
I second that.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Don. Discussion?
I would ask that the board take a quick look at tab number 6, which is your spending plan. Again, this is the tool we use to see where we're at month to month, as well as for the year and comparing to our forecast. I will point out that operational transfers, you can see $94,250 occurred in March. That is for transfers to our O24 Employees Benefits Fund that we had to make for 2 years worth of the, if you could recall, the board is committed via the contract to put so much flexible spending and money in employees' accounts. That was not transferred over from general to this account. The money was put in their flexible spending accounts, but we didn't move the general fund money over to cover it. And that's why this O24 fund, one of the reasons it was running in such a negative. So I think one of the first meetings I was here, I believe it was Ken asked me somebody asked me to look at that O24 fund to see why it was always in the red, and that was one of the main reasons we had not covered spending that we made out of it. So that's one of the things I wanted to point out to you there, was that we didn't have a large transfer this past month. So, that being said, that's all I have on that.
Okay. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Warlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Carries, and thank you.
Mr. Hall, your superintendent's report.
Thank you. I've asked the 86 principals and also our curriculum director to sort of give the board a quick overview of what's coming up here in a couple months, namely the 2011-2012 school year. In other words, what I'm looking for is I want the board to feel confident that things are being planned for next school year. It's just not a wait and see the first day. And thanks to Gail and the principals and all of us got together, we've got this, we think, planned out pretty much, and we continue to look at our plan and tweak it and talk about it in hopes, not hopes, when the kids come here in the fall, we're gonna be ready for school and everyone's gonna know what they're doing, whatever. So I've asked these people to come in and just share with the board an overview, a quick overview of what they've done up to this point and where we're going. If you have any questions, direct those to them. Well, it'll be August before we know it. So Gail, you wanna, Lori and Matt?
This is just a hard time. It's not very large.
Thank you very much.
He tried to go home, but
probably past your guys' bedtime, isn't it?
Before we know, we'll be starting off again.
I want to echo what Mr. Hall just said, that Lori, Madeline, and Linda, the three elementary principals, and Joe Penny have just done an awesome, tremendous job working with teachers, and your staff is amazing at all the time they've given to having discussions, working with each other, meeting with each other. It's a group that I know you'd be really proud of if you saw documentation of all the moments and time they're putting into this to make sure that the kids are very, very well taken care of. So we're very proud to be able to share this information with you. Let me get out of the way.
I'm in your way.
You're fine.
Sure.
We need Joe. He takes good care of us. Okay, so the next slide is just to give you a picture of the outside of the new classrooms. On the left, one of the new classrooms on the right, and then kind of the blueprint plan along the bottom. Where the
Joe, can you do something with the computer? I don't think everybody can see through that right now.
You see it?
Yes, I should be able to.
or just set it in your lap if you could, or
move off to the side.
Oh,
now I'm
going to advance it. There you go. Can everybody see it okay?
Or did you walk through the building tonight?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Excited, very excited.
It's beautiful. If you haven't seen it, it's absolutely beautiful. Of course, you haven't seen it yet, but it is, it's, I think, a pleasing place to be. The kids will be happy. I think all the parents will be happy, so there's no complaints on my part.
Especially that airplane is good.
Okay, for kindergarten, we have registration April 4th through the 8th at all elementaries. That way, parents could register whatever was closest to them at that time, whereas before, they'd have to go to their designated schools. We only had 71 register at this point in time, but there are still people out there that either are unaware or haven't gotten the job done, so we still have contacts that we've made. We will have screening May 16th and the 17th. And as you see at the bottom, it says it will take place at the new facility. And Mr. Hall promised that to me. So, and if not, Mr. Hall also told me that he would be calling all the parents. So that would be 71 at this point. But so I'm sure it's going to come through. We will be assessing the same areas, academic health and speech. We will not be doing proceeding order this year. And the people that have been part of this are building secretaries and our kindergarten teachers, Mrs. Knapp, who is our school nurse, and of course our speech teacher, Judy Gergolet, and me. I'm kidding. They'll all be there. Lori doesn't have to do K-3 anymore. So she used to do the K, so we've handed the box over. So it's ready to go.
With a smile on her face.
So, any questions about kindergarten screening?
That's why you got that nice new office. You have to handle all
nice.
That now.
What are you going to do with all?
I expect mine to be painted.
You just keep expecting.
I'll expect to see you there.
Okay, Madeline has been meeting with her new teams. Lori has been meeting with her new teams. Trish has been meeting with teams. And they're covering millions of items, lots of different things. And every time that your administrators have met with your teachers, they've started every meeting with, this is just discussion. You know, we're not going to make decisions right away, or one person's not making decisions. Everybody comes together and gives their input. And so these three people have really facilitated those conversations very well, so that every single person going through this transition is having more than one, more than two chances to meet with each other, put names to faces of new groupings of people. Maybe they've heard the name, but they don't all know each other that well. And they're all coming together to make decisions about all these different items in the future for their different grade levels.
And one of the things I think everyone is excited about, we're all going to be together. So, you know, we're coming from four different places, you know, coming to the middle school, and everyone's excited about working with each other. And we've taken the opportunity to actually meet with these people. And I've met with them, and I know Madeline has met with them. By grade level, we're doing subject area next for the 4, 5, and 6. And we spent a lot of time putting people where we feel is best for our kids. It's not been a haphazard thing. And they've met, and they're excited. And they're excited to be a part of all those things that are listed up there. I mean, the supply list may sound crazy for people to look at, but when you're coming from all these different buildings and you have all these different things, it's something, you know, they're happy. Everybody's being heard. Everyone gets to talk. And it's just been great. I mean, I've enjoyed the meetings, and I know they've enjoyed the meetings. And we're really coming together as a new team. I mean, it's always been Madison Plains, but we're coming together as a new team. And that opportunity has been great for everyone.
And I would say some areas that we haven't met with as deeply as we have with the classroom teachers would be like art, music, phys ed, gifted, technology. That's on our list. We're just not there yet.
And
we kind of ran out of days.
All of them. Mm-hmm. We have made contact
right,
with
correct.
All of them, and they've had input, but we haven't collectively met with the university artists. And all the K-3 teachers, I told them we have all our rooms assigned, and some of them chose numbers. And some of them were able to pick which room they wanted without controversy. So it went well, because I told them I really didn't want to put them in rooms, because then they would think I like Midway better than their schools. So I said, we don't want to have any of those hard feelings, so we can do it a couple of ways. And they, it was pretty neat how they did it. Some of them, you know, said, well, we'll draw, and then the other ones just picked them out. So it was, it worked very well. And the Mandarin Chinese, we don't have that finalized yet for first and second grade. They are still working at the Confucius Institute, trying to figure out all their scheduling. We have submitted all our times, etc., so that just hasn't been approved by them yet. So that's where we are with that.
This will kind of tell you about how many sections at each level. And again, we have an awful lot of stuff on every slide, and I know that's a lot to look at, but thank you, that helps. So you can kind of get an idea of how many sections of the different grades there are, and where the different teachers are working with the different grade levels, and some people are sharing people. But now with the two buildings so close, that would be a very easy, easy thing to do. Want to say anything about me? Either one of you?
It's
pretty much what it
is. That's right. We have, that's our school day, of course, and then breakfast will be daily. There are four lunch sections, which would be 30 minutes each, and then our art, our unified arts are 40 minutes. Everybody will have recess daily. Sixth grade band will have, will be there every day.
7:30 to 8:10 is sixth grade band.
So they'll have that opportunity. And due to the fact that we're a part of the Race to the Top, we have fixed a schedule so that all first grade teachers will have the exact same time free every day for 40 minutes so that they can work together with anything they need to do, so there will be continuous then grade level meetings all the time on a daily basis or X amount of days a week. So that will be their choice how we would handle that. But that opportunity is from K through 6.
And for 4 to 6, it because it's going to be departmentalized, so they'll be sharing the students, it gives them an opportunity to meet and talk about the students in areas that they may need assistance or in areas where we may need to challenge them more. And it also gives them a time to meet with parents during the day if that's, you know, if a parent can only be there at a certain time. It also gives them that opportunity. So it's we're looking for a lot of things out of the teachers because we're giving them those times and because they will be a team and they will have a group of students that they'll share together. So that will be exciting for them as well.
And I'd like to add that Chris has teachers from the high school that have contacted me, some of the department chairs, and it's just starting to kind of spread where we're trying to figure out how we can do some K-12 vertical alignment content meetings also, so that the upper grades that are stronger in content can share that with lower grades that are very strong in instructional strategies can help that with the upper grades. So you have a lot of teachers that are already taking a lead in that, and we're figuring out how we can work this all out. Then the Race to the Top transition team will be meeting on May 9th, and they're going to try to put this all out in a plan on a chart as a proposal of what kind of professional development would work best for everybody for next year. So we're getting input from all content areas, all grade levels. This is something Sam's been working really hard on, transportation and getting, I mean, she's just spending lots and lots of time getting all that organized, but once they get off the bus and arrive at the buildings, then Lori and Madeline have a plan on how they're going to take the kids from the bus to the classroom.
Tentative.
Right.
Tentative. What happens on Tuesday may change on Wednesday, so understand that. So we're not quite sure. So we just, you know, we think they're going to have, we'll have designated areas for them in the gym when they come in. And 4, 5, and 6, after the first few days of school, they'll not need that guidance anymore.
Right.
They just need to go initially, you know, in a place,
then
know where they're going to go from there. But K-3 may need a little bit more guidance. It may take a little bit longer period of time. So we'll just kind of have to judge day by day how we will change this or keep it the same or whatever. So, and then the dismissal, knowing that we're going to have cars, pickups, children will be picked up, and we'll have buses. We've been talking in an administrative meeting that probably we'll have to go to a two-bell system. And one bell, maybe first bell would be for the busers to leave, and then second bell will dismiss the pickups, just so we don't have traffic jams or children in an unsafe place at that time. So that all is to be determined. So these are a lot of brainwaves here.
And we're looking in the morning where the best place to drop off the kids with the bus, where the best place would be to drop off the students that are riders. in the morning. So some of those, you know, logistics are still in the work, and we're talking about them in all of our meetings and discussing it amongst us at other times as well. So we want it to be as smooth as possibly can right from the start.
That pretty much just says it for breakfast. Yes. But again, tentative plans on procedures. And again, Chris has told us from the high school too, we also are taking into account students that drive to the high school that might be picking up children. So we want to keep everybody in the picture when we figure all this out. Okay, Linda's had her walkthrough, and then the other two will be having those final walkthroughs midway on May 22nd. Mount Sterling on May 23rd. That's where everybody and anybody is invited to come get their last glimpse of what it is. Linda had a great story about a lady that came in to see the home ec room and made it upstairs. And you know, that means a lot to people to have that opportunity to come back one more time. Then after we say goodbye, we turn around and say hello. And we're talking about finding a date for our district open house for everybody to come see the new area. But then these are specific grade level open houses in the fall so that families can come in and see what it looks like. We're not going to take time for teachers to do presentations in their classrooms right now. That's our tentative thought. But just to come in, visit, meet people, and then get more specific with details later. What else would you like? Anyone want to add to that?
I think that's it. I mean, just usually open house, we did lots of information for the parents, but because I think of the newness of the building, the change of the situation, I think parents would probably rather mingle around and look more than sit down and we're going to direct, now this is what we're going to do. So we'll have the information nights at a later time in September, and then they'll get all the pertinent things answered about direct instruction and how we're going to work things, behavior, whatever policies in our schools.
So are there any areas that you don't see we've touched that you'd like us to make sure we take care of it after tonight?
I do have one question for Mr. Hall for you guys on the pickups and the drop-offs. How are we coming on getting that wrap road filled? Something's going to happen?
It's in the work. We have done our study. We sent that back to the company, so it's in the work.
So we hopefully will have that wrap around. So you guys know about that, right?
Right.
Talk about that.
Yes. Okay. There's plan A, plan B, plan C, and plan to be determined.
I think one another thing that the board might be interested in, how are we doing intervention?
How are we going to do intervention?
Yes.
Well, I mean, that'll be according to schedule. I mean, Lori tried with the subject. You know, right now, elementary, most of the teachers do it at the end of the day. Teachers that have specials at the end of the day, at our building, do it in the morning or in the, you know, at some time other during the day. The possibility of having the...
We haven't forgotten about intervention.
No. And one thing that's very strong district is the response to intervention. So if you've heard of RTI, Trish works very closely with the intervention people and classroom teachers and the principals. We had this discussion every day we talk about that, of ways to make sure that, and the coaches will be very involved in this, where they will look at the data, and that will help decide what group needs what. And then just because you're in group A today doesn't mean you're there next month, because the curriculum will change. And so it'll be flexible moving around, and it won't mean just because you're struggling you get intervention, but if you already know it, you'll get intervention because you'll need a challenge. So it'll cover all areas.
And then the opportunity with the teachers, like all grade, like first grade, all having the same time with specials. If that would be the need, we could take those teachers on certain days and they can go into other classrooms at that 40-minute session, and they could help with intervention at that time too, because that technically is not their planning period. So they still are on board to teach. So, you know, we can function that way also. That's always another option.
And we're going to do intervention with both math and reading, and the kids will be divided up for social studies, and reading teacher will do reading, either intervention or, as Gail said, challenge. Students that need challenge in math and science will be doing the same thing. So we want to challenge the students that need challenge. That sometimes, you know, when you're doing intervention, you think, oh, we're only working with a lot of students. Well, we don't want to do that. We want to take our other students up even further. So we're going to put that in place. We talked about it departmentally in 4, 5, and 6. So that's the direction we're headed there, and there will be opportunities. every day in some form in her district right now.
K-6 students will have their, and a lot of them already do, most of them already do this, they'll have student data notebooks where the students will keep track of their own data and see their growth. And the teachers will have a data notebook so that we'll have data by classroom, and then the coaches can look at the data grade level wise, and so that we can make sure that anybody that needs help in any area, we notice it before it's too late and we have plenty of time to do something about it. Any other questions?
And thank you guys for all the work you've done.
Yeah. Thanks to Jeff for formatting all that.
Yes.
It looks real good. And
I appreciate it.
I have no skills.
And I don't know how the rest of the board felt about tonight, but we owe a lot of thanks to these two guys.
Yeah.
Because we put a lot of faith in them on, hey, these are the type of buildings we'd like to have. And it really turned out nice. You guys are going to be real happy when you see them.
It's going to look really nice. I think we're all excited.
They've
just to get it finished
really
and see
nice
it.
Job.
See it complete.
So as our group as a whole, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Nice job.
Okay, the next thing we need to do, now we've opened up the new building, we needed to, I need some directions, some discussion on the Madison Rural building, the Mount Sterling building. We have gone through step one, where we've offered that to a public entity. What does the board input, what you want the next step to be? And we go back to our master planner, our master schedule, and that was to do in tonight. That's why I'm bringing it up, so we can get it on for the advertisements 30 days, and then we get into June. So I need some direction. Or
does that have to be in the form of a motion, or you just want discussion?
No, I just wanted discussion.
Discussion. Okay.
Mike, you know something about this. What is it we have to do? What's, or you guys tell us what our next step is?
Revised code, Tim. Let's go ahead.
Right. Back to our revised code.
Which
basically.
And government entity, we really didn't have anybody that bid, mm-hmm. right? That was interested at this point. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So then I think the only alternative, public property, we needed to go through a public auction at mm-hmm. this point, which is going to be consistent with what was done with Fairfield.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if that is the direction, that's fine. And I'm with you. How does the board want to do this? Do you want to go in and sell it in its entirety? Do you want to go in and everything that's attached stays to that building? Do you want to go in and I have certain items that people might want to buy, have an auction?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, what happened with Fairfield is they had anything that wasn't attached was part of the auction, and then they did the building.
And that we didn't
gym.
Use.
Anything that couldn't be used went to the gym, and they
had a big auction.
And the last thing they did was sell the building.
Was the, mm-hmm. do the building, right.
So I think we should do that. Whatever the teachers don't take and don't want, put it up to that building, put it up for auction.
I think we need to follow the same procedure that we followed with Fairfield. Whatever we did with Fairfield, that's what we need to do. And I think that's put it up for auction.
The Madison Rural building and the Mount Sterling building. Midway building we will use for storage until we come up with something better, at least a year or so.
Well, whatever else we can't use and we don't want to store, we sell at auction.
Okay.
Right?
You have mm-hmm. a tentative date for this auction?
You have to advertise 30 days, so you're looking probably in July. Mm-hmm.
July 1, July
31st. That would be determined. That depends on when we get with the auctioneer, get everything.
You think you'll know by then, Mr. Hall, what everything out of the elementaries that you're going to want?
We should pretty much know by the end of June. Mary has that all scoped out.
Mm-hmm.
When desks are moved and everything that we need. Mm-hmm. And things that we think we might need, we'll take to the Midway building.
Well, would it be helpful, since we're opening up another and we're doing some work on, you know, the middle school, we're going to close down the others and would it be helpful to maybe move it back to August, to maybe move the auction to August, or do you want to wait that late? I was just thinking I was thinking of the workers. Is that going to give them enough time they work there and work and get everything?
That will have to play by ear. I don't see us. I'd like to turn off the utilities into June. Each month that's
sure
several hundred dollars. But if we can't do that, obviously we can't do it.
And as I recall at the Fairfield auction too, it was kind of like a Heinz 57. I mean, I remember taking, we took old school buses over there and everything. So we kind of used it. It was more than just the articles in the school. I guess a question to you, when you go through that museum and stuff, I think is taking some items out of there or going to take some additional items out. We're going to be using some of the better items, I guess, that we can move over here using these buildings. So it almost sounds to me like we probably need to do an assessment at that point and find out if you get anything left for a because there may not be that much there.
We'll be tagging stuff, so that I might be able to get that to the board. And of course, everything, you know, the building, obviously, if you go to public sales with board approval.
Correct.
You know, if it, so I do know the percentage is 5% for the building, 15% for individual items, if you're looking at the submark rate for the auctioneer. Mm-hmm. And we would want to do them both in one day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
And then the board has to decide, too, if you're going to set a reserve or anything on this building or if you're going to take what it brings.
Right.
And I'm assuming that both in the same day are okay with the board.
You want to do both buildings in the same day or both?
That's
think
going to
we
be
can?
A busy day for the auctioneer.
Yeah.
I don't ask you three times if you want it.
Well, if we do it that way, I think we should move everything to one location. It's going to be sold.
Yeah.
Other than the buildings.
Oh gosh, that's
you don't. You don't. I'm telling you.
Well, is there an additional? Is it more cost to have two different days?
No.
I think it's going to be almost impossible to have it the same
day.
That's what I'm thinking too.
My source tells me he can do it. He would recommend getting them both the same day.
Is that right?
But you know, we might do better if we had them separate because not everybody can spend a lot of money in the same day.
That's what I'm asking.
I like the 2-day option myself.
You're not going to get rich. So I can tell you
that. No, but that might help some other people out, though.
I hope we do. I think you're going to have your people that are interested in items at the Master Rule Building. They're going to be there. The Sterling Building going to be there. That's the way it turns out.
But you might have some cafeteria. You're going to should have some cafeteria things, right?
Yeah, we'll have that out there.
Yeah, so I mean, that I was just thinking that might interest some, you know.
There won't be too much left that we won't need as a cafeteria cooler. Mm-hmm. Some bigger items.
What's the board's recommendation? What do you think? 2-day, 1-day?
I'd like 2 days myself. I mean, I don't know how much of a hassle it would be to do it on 2 days or 1 day, but if there's people that are out of town that want to get something, you know, having it on 2 days give more of an opportunity for somebody to get a little peace.
Mike?
I mean, I just think it's going to be, logistically to me, I think it'd be very tough to do in one day.
One day, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
here's how they explained it to me. You come in, you have an hour to review, you have everything tagged beforehand that's going to be selling, then you sell all the unattached items, the little items for the hour, then you go to the building, then you move to the next location, allowing yourself an hour or so.
How long did the auction last at Fairfield?
It lasted most of the day.
I thought it lasted pretty because they had a lot of stuff over there. I knew it took
quite a while. Well, that's it. I mean, it depends on how many items end up thrown in an auction. So.
And remember, there won't be too many. Most of these items will come to our new classrooms.
Well, why don't we? Why don't you do an we know we're going to auction it then. So how about if you can, will you have time to do an assessment? Can we wait to set up for 2 days or do you want to set it now for 2 days or 1 day?
If you tell me what your preference is, I can get back with the auctioneer.
Well, I was just wondering if they're going to, you know, once they assess everything, maybe they won't have that much stuff.
Can we just tell him our preference is 2 days and if the auctioneer comes back and says it's not any good, then we'll have to work
remember
around.
Remember you have advertising that we, normally you pay the advertising, mm-hmm. That's 2 advertising, which is $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000. So if you do that twice, then that's you're cutting into your profit margin. So you might spend more on advertising than what you get. So that's something you want to think about. And we can decide next month.
That's right. You had to throw that in the mix.
Well, but I'll disagree with him on that one, because you can put on your advertisements, if it's close enough together, you can put it on there, Madison Rule sell on this day and Mount Sterling on this day.
Well, if you had them a week apart,
and you could put it or on
even
the same
2 weeks apart,
could you?
I'm just a bearer of the man that does this all the time. Mr. Jeff Smith.
So Jeff is for doing it all one day?
He's the one I've talked to just in passing. And I trust Jeff.
I've got one other question. We definitely are not going to listen to any presentations or anything from, I guess, political groups that might be interested in doing something, or is that, are we completely done with that at this point, or should something pop up here in the next, before, if something pops up before the sale, will we take a look at it?
I would hope the board would.
Can we entertain that? I mean, by law, can we entertain that?
Mm-hmm. Even if we've advertised it? So, yeah, as long as we haven't sold it. So you've got 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Even once you
that's
put out public
bid.
Yeah,
even if, yeah.
Right.
Don't eat that butter every day.
So if I'm adding this up correctly, then we're looking at all one day, or you want to shoot for 2 days?
Well, you know, you're taking the word of the auctioneer that everything can get done. I'm not so convinced that it can get all done in one day, but you know, I don't have any experience with
Linda made a point when we were going through the building that not all that stuff that teachers have in a lot of these rooms is going to go. There's going to be a lot more stuff left over than what I think people are anticipating. I mean, I can understand desks and tables, but there's a lot of stuff in a lot of those classrooms that they're just going to say let it go.
Some of it they're probably make the dumpster.
But there's a lot of stuff that can still be sold. I mean,
I think it all depends on how much you have for the
That's
auction.
That's why I was saying
inventory.
Yeah, until we know, get an inventory, and then you're not going to be able to know how much, if you can do it. I mean,
and then if there's just a few things in one building or the other, we can just take it over to the other, sell all that stuff first, and sell the buildings in one day, like you said. I think you got to talk to Jeff again and see what he says.
I'll put some 1, 2, 3s.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Nope.
Anything else, Mr. Hall?
No, that's it for me.
Okay. Unfinished business? Okay. Can I have a motion for the first reading?
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the first reading of the 2011-2012 Madison Plains Student Handbook as presented.
I'll second.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the first reading of the 2011-2012 Madison Plains Drug Testing Policy, effective the 2011-2012 school year.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Discussion?
I have a little bit of discussion, just with all the points and questions that I have regarding the policy. I won't be approving it as it's written now for the first reading.
Okay. Any other discussion?
What was your comment? I didn't hear.
As it's written now, I won't be approving it for the first reading. I've got a lot of questions that weren't, haven't been addressed. So I'm voting no because of that.
Okay. The only other question that I've got on this, we pretty much decided parents are going to pay upfront costs, correct?
Correct. Baseline test.
And then the school district is going to pay for random tests, and I know we talked about this, but I've forgotten that number, first of all.
$20 number?
Yeah.
We in around $2,000 in 4 years.
Okay, and the random testing then is, we're looking at, what, 700 kids, probably less than that.
Possibly 600 students that we feel is going to be involved in some activity that's...
Okay, of those kids, in any given year, will all of them be tested sometime during the year, or...
Initial.
No, the first test, but then it's only going to be the 10%.
First test is everybody.
Right, right.
20%.
Random testing. Do we test all of the kids sometime during the year?
No, because you're only going to test 20% of the original baseline.
Okay, so 80% won't be tested again.
All the 600 students sometime that year will be tested, baseline tests, either in August or...
So
whenever
then all of them will be tested. Okay.
For the baseline.
Right.
For the baseline test. The random
is just 20%.
Well, the random is what I want to know. Yeah, of 600 kids the first year, how many random tests will we have?
120 is what we threw out at the meeting.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. And 120 times $2,000. I guess what I'm looking at here, I realize this is not a huge cost. I'm still having a problem with social programs here that were funded for education, and this is a social program that we're again funding, which takes money away from education. I understand all the reasons for doing drug testing, and I agree with them, but I guess what I look at, I still think that this is a parental responsibility, and I have a problem with going to the taxpayers and saying this isn't something that we're required to do, this is a social program that we're asking you to pay for. That's my two cents.
And I hate to ask parents to pay any more, Dawn. That was one of my big things. I really hate to do that. But the community meeting, and even though, you know, we only had one community meeting, we did send out postcards. People were there. I got a phone call on the one call. You know, everybody, you know, it was in the newspaper. So people were informed that there was going to be a community meeting that they could make their known. Now, if only 50 of them showed up, then only 50 of them showed up. You've got to take the people that showed up. You can't, you know, the people that didn't come didn't voice their opinion, so that you can't consider that opinion. Right. You've got to take the ones that showed up. And the people that showed up, if I am correct, it was like 48%. Or what was the percentage? I'm sorry.
There was about 47 people.
47 people.
47 people that showed up, and roughly 90%.
90%.
Oh, yeah.
were
so I'm kind of going on what, you know, we had a committee. The committee met. They felt the need. Then we had a community meeting. They felt the need. And like I said, even though I hate to see the parents pay a percentage of this, I feel like, you know, the public has spoken. I mean, we've got the committee, we've got the community, so I think we need to act on it.
Well, I'm not necessarily in agreement with that argument because, you know, we had the survey for the bond issue. We had the half a dozen community meetings on that, and everything that we saw came back that it was going to fly with, you know, no problems, and, you know, it ended up smacking us in the face, really.
Mm-hmm. So, I read the same article that the gentleman spoke about tonight in the papers. I'm sure most of you did that too. And I think one thing, it looked like our costs for our program were quite a bit less than what other schools have been involved with. And one of the things that was kind of hit me in reading that article, one of their reasons for stopping the drug testing was the fact that they weren't getting that many positives. Well, the reason they weren't getting that many positives is because they've had drug testing in place. It seems like that was a poor reason to give to eliminate the drug testing. And if I read that wrong, I apologize. But as I read the article, I came away from it, and I thought, well, that's no reason to quit drug testing. If you don't have the funding or something, I can see that. But the fact that you're not getting that many positives may just mean your drug testing's working. So.
And each school you go to has a different version of drug testing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one you read, if I remember correctly, just for the athletes, we are encompassing more than just athletes.
Right. There were two schools mentioned. One of them did, and one of them spoke about the kids driving us to school. And stuff.
And you're right. It was the, I don't know where they came up with that figure, but me, that's a Cadillac.
Right. That's
what they had. Somebody
right.
sold, they had a sales in there. That, think to Mr. Clark, you know, we got ours down in the committee. We got ours down. But I think most parents would say, I would gladly pay the $17 to be sure that my kid is on the purpose road.
Okay, no further discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
No.
Mr. Morlock?
No.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make a motion that upon the recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the second and final reading of the Madison Plains Physical Education Exemption as presented.
I'll second.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the second and final reading of board policy IKF, graduation requirements, as presented.
I'll second.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I'll make a motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the second and final reading of the adoption of the following textbook, effective the 2011-2012 school year as presented. That's Calculus Concepts and Applications, copyright 2010.
Second.
Take it, Don. Okay, motion by Mike, seconded by Don. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make a motion that upon the recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the adoption of the following job descriptions effective the 2011-2012 school year.
Second.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept with regret the resignation of Anthony Naples, athletic director, effective June 10th, 2011. Mr. Naples served the Madison Plains School District for 2 years.
I'll second that.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Don. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept with regret the resignation of Emily Tipton, English teacher, effective June 7th, 2011. Ms. Tipton served the Madison Plains District for 1 year.
I'll second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger? Sorry. Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award Beth Kaczynski, occupational therapist, a 2-year contract to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2011-2012 school year.
I second that.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Don. Discussion?
Occupational therapist. It's not on the school. I wasn't sure if this was one of the agreements we had. Okay.
Used to be.
No, okay.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunt?
Yes. Madam President, I make a motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award Sharon Schoff a 1-year contract to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2011-2012 school year.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
No.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of the superintendent the board approve the following extended days for the 2011-2012 school year as listed below.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Abstain.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award the following certified contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2011-2012 school year as listed.
I'll second that.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Don. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award the following classified contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2011-2012 school year as listed.
I'll second that.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Madam President, I make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent the board employ the following as casual labor at $8 an hour as listed below.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion?
Yeah, I would like to be able to open this up so that if anybody that's already here would like to have some of this. You know, I think we got enough work we could do more than just 9 people. So, can you post that for us and see if we get any takers?
It was already posted.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yeah.
Mr. Brandt?
Abstain.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept the resignation of Nick Haddox, eighth grade girls track team, effective immediately.
I'll second.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yeah.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I'll make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award the following athletic supplemental contracts for the 2010-2011 school year. Chris Laszlo, 8th grade boys track coach.
I'll second that.
Motion by Mike, seconded by Dave. Discussion? Roll call.
We had up the time. The information wasn't given to us. If you recall, we voted last month on. So it's, I think we gave him another 2-3 years experience to get him up to where he's supposed to be. So apologize for that.
Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Madam President, upon recommendation of the superintendent, I move that the board award the following athletic supplemental contracts for the 2010-2011 school year, as listed.
Second.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Abstain.
Longer.
Yeah.
Motion carries.
Make a motion upon recommendation of superintendent the board award the following academic supplemental contracts for the 2010-2011 school year. Matt Mason, middle school outdoor education advisor, level 4, $272.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam Chairman, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept Madison County Interagency Agreement dated January 1, 2011 between Miami Valley Child Development Centers Incorporated, Head Start Program, and school districts in Madison County as presented.
I'll second.
Motion by Don, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make a motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve Dr. Mark Cote, Madison Medical Center, as a designated position for the Madison Plains Local Schools effective 2011-2012 school year. The total cost of testing is $34 per driver, $30 fee for on-site physical in conjunction with the school nurse fee of $4 for miscellaneous testing. Total cost will be covered in full by Madison-Champaign ESC.
I'll second that.
Discussion?
I don't know exactly what I ought to do here, but he was a doctor of mine, so I'm going to abstain from this just because I don't want any conflicts.
Okay. Is this for physicals, for the bus driver's physicals?
It's a different program now that we're in, obviously. Normally, Dr. Young was our board-recognized physician. Now mm-hmm. people are willing to come on site. It was quite a few dollars savings.
Okay. Okay, no further discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Abstain.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I'll make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept the service agreement between the Madison-Champaign Educational Service Center and the Madison Plains Local School District for the 2011-2012 school year as presented.
I'll second.
Motion by Mike, seconded by Dave. Discussion?
This basically is for our curriculum person, correct?
That is the only thing we have with ESC is our curriculum person. And that's a formality that
right.
we have to do to get the state money that flows through them, and we make up the difference.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam Chairman, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board approve the selection of Megan Stewart to serve on the Mount Sterling Public Library. Ms. Stewart will serve a 7-year term beginning May 2010 through December 31st, 2017.
I'll second.
Motion by Don, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Swanger?
Yeah.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board authorize travel to Taylor University, Upland, Indiana, for football participants grades 9 through 12 to concentrate on and focus on option football and team building. All travel expenses will be paid through student payments, sales, and donations. The trip will take place June 10th through the 13th, 2011. There are no financial obligations to the board except the cost of transportation.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Don. Discussion?
You taking the bus up there?
That's our plan.
Okay.
The rules are you're allowed 220 miles out of the state round trip once you cross the line, so it's well within.
It's 154 miles up there.
Right.
But no students will have to drive up there?
No. We will probably take one bus and probably a van that the driver can come back, then go back students. And we think it's well worth it. It's at least we're trying to get 5 or 6 wins. That was a promise anyway.
It's not about the win.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make motion upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept the following donations as listed below.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion?
I would like to thank everybody for their generous donation to the district.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blackman?
Yes.
Madam President, I make the motion at 10:09 we adjourn.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
I'm thinking about it.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blackman?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Our next meeting will be May the 10th here at the high school at 7 p.m. Thank you all for coming and staying, and have a safe trip home.